Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my co-host, Harold Copeland, and we are excited to be in studio again with you. You are faithful to the ministry as well as faithful to God the Father. This is a right standing for us to be faithful to God's work and to be faithful to Him. What a joy it is to know that we as co-laborers together, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are faithful and anchored in the household of faith. We are God's children. And this is a joy, and we hope that you are joyful with us. Hallelujah. So as you know, if you've been following along with us in this broadcast, you know that we are still on this beautiful teaching series, One with Jesus. Think about that. One with Jesus. The oneness with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a oneness, my brother, my sister, that can't be broken when you have been born again. Now that speaks volume, the oneness that we have as children of God cannot be broken when you have been born again. Now that deserves a hallelujah hand clap of praise. So yes, we are continuing in this series, One with Jesus, and we encourage you to bring your Bible to the table and just bring something to write with and take some notes that you can go back and study during your personal study time. And also encourage someone, invite a friend to listen to the broadcast with you, or maybe send them the link that they could listen to it at their private study time. This is each one reach one. That's what this is. Each one of us reach someone else, that they would reach someone else. This is called the multiplication of discipleship, that we multiply, that we thrive in the Word of God. So praises to Him who sends all of us out in the vineyard, that we will continue to reach one at a time. So if you would follow along with us and come with a joyness of heart, because I tell you, energy is infectious. And when he gets stirred up in the spirit, hallelujah, if you haven't been following along with us, you will receive something that just kind of shocks us in a way to where you are energized and just ready to go and tell it on the mountain, as they say. So without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and have Brother Copeland to continue with us in this series, One with Jesus. Brother Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Praise without ceasing in all things. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you on this day. God bless you. We release blessings, 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 miracles, miracles, miracles. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's always an honor, always a great delight to be in studio together with you again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it is an honor to always fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan and purpose that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. As I said earlier, we're still on that wonderful, wonderful series. One of the greatest series that I have been taught in my history of walking with the Lord. One with Jesus. And today is the eighth teaching in that series. And on the first seven teachings, we took time by scripture to focus on the topic of being one with Jesus. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we brought in scripture that qualified that truth, line on line, precept on precept, here little, there little. And through the Spirit of God, we wanted to be obedient, amen, to that God was doing in those series, and to lay down the foundation that he wanted to be laid in order that he can release and start to birth this truth into the hearts and the minds of the people. And that's what the first seven teaching in this series has established. And the Spirit of God has given us permission to move forward now, as that has been established. The teaching of one with Jesus has been established in the hearts and the minds of God people, has been established in the atmosphere, has been established even in the ears of our enemies. Amen. That when the enemy come in with a lie or untruth, that we will not be moved because we are anchored on the truth of the Word of God. We know who we are. We know where our identity lies and who our identity is established on. And when the wind come and the rain come and the storm come and begin to beat against our hearts, we know that we will not fall because of our foundation. And our foundation is the rock. And Jesus Christ is our rock. So as we establish this truth by the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, this great truth of being one with Jesus, I'm going to take you to the end of teaching, and then we're going to go back to the beginning and begin to walk it out. So as we go to the end, what the end is, that this great oneness, this great relationship, this great identity where it's no longer I, it's no longer you, but now it's Christ, and he's living his life in us, and he allowed us to go on with him for the journey. He is in the driver's seat, And we are on the right, being chauffeured. He's chauffeuring us in this journey. He is the pilot, but we are sitting in first class while he flies us to the destiny plan that he has for our lives. So at the end, we can say all this goodness that God has given us. And I'm going to just say, because of how much the Father loves us, the agape, the unconditional love of God, not only did God give us this oneness and give us this union, but when he gave it to us, he sealed it. Oh, yes, he did. He sealed it in us so that these truths, this position, this identity, this as Jesus is, so are we right now, is sealed forever and ever 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 by the Holy Ghost. Now let's go back to the beginning, and we're going to walk this thing out. But you know, we always like to start about reading our last passage scripture. And we're going to just let the great woman of God, she know where the scriptures are. We're going to let her read as I turn the microphone over to her. Minister Smith.
Amen. 1 John 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. 6, and it reads this way, verse 17, 1 Corinthians 6, 17, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going somewhere. Look at somebody and say, we're going somewhere. Look at that other person and say, we're going somewhere. And our destiny is toward the end. And I told you, we went to the end first, that all of this goodness has been sealed by God through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's because he loves us. Let us begin to dig. Now, no human being, that's a human mind. Now, in the earth realm, there's some people that are prideful and, you know, they look highly upon themselves because they think that they got some great human minds. I know some people with 3-4 doctorate degrees, you know, but I'm here to tell you, no matter how many, how great one think one mind is, and how great others may think another mind is, no human mind could have dreamt of or put together this new birth that God has given us. No. This only had to come from the heart and the mind of God. Let's go to the book of John, and chapter 3, John chapter 3, in verse 3.
John 3:3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen.
And see, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and we want to look at Nicodemus for a second. Nicodemus was a well-educated man. Nicodemus was taught by the best of the best religious teachers in that hour. Nicodemus had a lot of natural accolades, considered to be one of the greatest of the greatest. And we're talking in the religious realm. Amen. He wasn't from the natural society, but he was from the religious order of that day. And he was one of the top dogs, if I could say that. Amen. And he came unto Jesus for many reasons. But, you know, Nicodemus was, in the eyesight of man, he was representing God, amen, for people. But when he encountered Jesus, Nicodemus saw that, hey, not only was Jesus really representing God, but Nicodemus saw God in Jesus. And you know, in layman's terms, I would have to say that Nicodemus went up to Jesus and say, hey, you know, well, how did you get what you get? You know, my accolades are very high, but there's just something about you. And Jesus told him that this new birth, this born again, you can't get it down the roadway of man's. What man think, it's got to come from God. Amen. Man got to surrender his heart and surrender his mind to God. Amen. And allow God to download, somebody say download, amen, download these truths on the inside of him. So no human being could have dreamt of or put together this new birth that God has given us. Now, no human being could have dreamt of or put together the spiritual realities, the spiritual truth, and the spiritual treasures that God has placed in our born-again spirit. Amen. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, first chapter, verse 3.
Ephesians 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. No human being could have blessed us, care how great the minds are. But these blessings and these treasures that we already went to the end, they are sealed in us. But we're just walking it out now. That's all we do. We're walking and we're going toward the end. And these realities, spiritual reality, spiritual truth, the blessings, the miracles, the power, the spirit of the living God on the inside of no human being could have dreamt this up. No human being could have put this together. You know, it's I don't know about you, but it's beyond my imagination that God would indwell me. I know he do. But it's beyond my imagination that he would indwell me. I receive it. And I look inside of me and I talk to him and I walk with him, but it's just beyond my imagination that he'll do it for me. Let's go to Colossians, book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27.
To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
Beyond my imagination, the riches of the glory toward the Gentiles, toward Brother Copeland. Christ in me. You can say you, but I make it personal. Since we're family, Christ in us, our hope of glory. That's beyond my imagination. But I receive it, and I believe it, and I walk it out by faith. 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, So are we right now. That's beyond my imagination. That could not come from the heart of a man. That could not have been thought of by put together and from the mind of a man. But that comes from the heart of God. It's beyond my imagination. And that's okay. That's okay. Because as I walk with this God, everything he does is beyond my imagination. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a totally different realm. The Holy Spirit is telling us to go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the
Lord
with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
Amen. See, it's beyond my understanding. It's beyond my imagination. So guess what? I'm going to trust him. Amen. Guess what? And you're going to trust him. And since we're family, we're going to trust him with all of our heart. And we're not going to lean to our own understanding. Why? Because it's beyond our understanding what God has done. It's beyond our imagination what he has done on the inside of us. Amen. So together, in all our ways, let's acknowledge him. And when we do that, when we come together individually and collectively, and we acknowledge him, we have the assurance. Oh, yes, yes. We have the assurance that he shall direct our path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And guess what? That's what he's doing now. He's directing our path. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Amen. Glory to God. He's doing a work in us right now. Why? Because his word is going forward. Yes. Amen. And his great spirit is being released and moving. His great spirit is in the studio. Yes. His great spirit is on the radio. Oh, yes, he's in the atmosphere. He's in you. Yes, he's in me. Yes, he's in Minister Smith. Yes, he's in every heart that he has prepared to come together for such a time like this to release a word, to hear a word that he has ordained to be released in mission from the heart on this day. He is faithful. And because of God's faithfulness, Father, God Father, God Son, God Holy Spirit, not three gods. We don't serve three gods. We serve one God. But he's so awesome. And he's so powerful. There's absolutely nothing that he cannot do. Guess what? Guess what? I just thought of something that God cannot do. Yes, I did. The Holy Spirit just gave it to me. Something that God cannot do. He can't fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's worthy of that praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Yeah, that's one thing he can't do. Glory to God. Wait a minute, I just thought of another one. Holy Spirit. Yes, there's two things he can't do. He can't fail and he can't lie. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can't fail. I say he cannot fail and he cannot lie. If he said, it's going to happen. Glory to God. If he said it, he said it because it already happened. Okay. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Where are we? Yes, yes. And we was looking at 1 John 4:17. And it's beyond the imagination. Beyond the imagination. What he has done. The Spirit of the Lord say, Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. Let's go there.
3:20 in Ephesians. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
And see, he's doing that right now. Because he's faithful. And he's faithful according to his word. And because the Spirit of God released that word in this moment, that is what God is doing in you and doing in me and doing throughout the nations. See, God is doing a work in us and through us with no help from us. And all we do is make ourselves available. And what Proverbs say, we trust him. Amen. And if you hear in this word, you have made yourself available. And you know that God is speaking through this ministry, through Mission from the Heart. So all you have to do with your availability is begin to trust him. You know that beautiful song that they have, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who you are. Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, that is who you are. And then it go to another standard and say, you never stop working. And there's a standard that say, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. Even when it don't look like it, you're working. Why? You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. And that's what Ephesians 3:20 is telling of. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. And see, right now the power of the Holy Spirit is working in us. It's working in us. And he's doing that work that he has ordained before the creation of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, and if we are receiving this revelation from the first week up to now, if we are receiving this revelation thus far, your spirit man will stand up and begin to say, I see it. I got it. And you know what I call it, the terrible two syndrome. Mine. You see, your spirit says, mine. I see it. I got it. Mine. begin to release the truth in the atmosphere. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 tell us we are brand new creatures in Jesus Christ. We are brand new creatures in our spirit. The old things are passed away. Old things are become new. Mine, I got it. I see it. Our lunch pass scripture, as Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. It's all in our spirits. I got it. I see it. It's mine. I put it in. It's mine. I hold on to it. The real us is our spirit man. I say the real us is our spirit man. And in our spirit man, we are created in righteousness and true holiness. Somebody say, I got it. We are created in righteousness and true holiness. Let's solidify that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. That's who you are. In that same chapter, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, let's go back to verse 22 and read all the way to 24. Let's go back to verse 22.
That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. Now, that's scripture. And scripture is a commandment from God to his people. And together, let's obey that commandment. Let's put off that of the old. Let's just open up our hearts and open up our minds. And let's put off, individually and collectively. You know, I know. Holy Spirit knows. And let's put off the old. Put off that old man. Amen. And look how he described him in his corrupt and all of his deceitful love. Who would want to put that off? Amen. Amen. We people of God, we got a heart of God, we got a mind for God. Amen. And anything that's other old, that's corrupt and trying to hang on, let's just put it off. The scripture has been read. And the power of the scripture, amen, give us the right and empower us to be obedient to that word. And obedience to that word, individually and collectively, let's just put off the old. Amen. Let's put it off. Amen. Put it out of our minds and put it out of our hearts. And let's just pull it out, right? Every let's cast down every little imagination of the old, every little thing of the old, and pull down every little stronghold, and just put it off. Everything that's corrupted in this old deceitful love, then it said be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that just bringing the thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what that is, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Bringing your mind, your carnal mind, soulish mind, and captive to the word of God. Captive to the word of God. And allow the word of God cleanse the mind and cleanse the thoughts to clear the understanding. Now, after we put on, guess what? We can put on. Put on the new man, who's created after God in righteousness and true holiness. We could put him on. Put on the new man. Amen. Created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Put him on. We put him on in our hearts, and we put him on in our minds. We put him on in our souls. We can put him on. In our thoughts, our emotions, our imagination, our intellect, our conscience, our prayer. We could put them on. Put on the new. out with the old and on with the new. Our God is awesome. I say our God is awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. See, many people who have seen these truths, and I told you we're going somewhere because we're going to the end. In the end, all this goodness and all this treasure that God has given us, he sealed it. And we're going to find out why he sealed it. Number one, because he loved us unconditionally, beyond our human imagination. And we're going to save number two for later on. Now, many people who have seen these truths, they rejoiced over them. And they were immediately impacted. But guess what? Some of us have sinned since then. Notice I say us. Some of us may have gotten busy and got caught up in the world. And they forgot about these truths. They forgot about the times that, these intimate times that they have spent with the Lord. You know, something may have happened. They may have went, you know, through some type of tragedy in the natural realm, and they find themselves back in some of the same negative situation since they received these truths. And they may have found themselves in some of the same negative situations that they were in before they were born again and received these truths. They may have stepped into a situation that make them look like they defeated, may have ran into some type of discouragement or discouraging situation. And due to this, they feel, let me say we feel, we may feel like maybe I was changed, but I've blown it now. I've blown it again. Regarding everything we discussed so far about what happened at salvation, you know, they think and they argue. We think and we argue. That may have been so before, but I've blown it so much since then that it can't possibly be true of me now. We're going somewhere. We're going to the end. And God got good news for us. God does. I need for you to write this down. I'm going to give you a second to get your pen and paper together. Amen. This is a nugget. What God does in the spirit always remains constant and unchanging, regardless of fluctuations in our performance. I need you to write that down before we go forward. I will say it one more time. What God does in the spirit always remains constant and unchanging, regardless of fluctuations and our performance. Yes. And we're going to keep digging. We're going to keep digging. We're going to keep digging. Amen. We want to look at, that's the seal. But the seal is at the end. And right about now, I sense the presence of the Spirit of God for salvation, because we know that there is one, or maybe more than one, that haven't received these treasures, haven't had the opportunity to receive these realities and these treasures, haven't had the opportunity to, for what reason, to receive Jesus Christ, and haven't been revealed unto them that Jesus will come and live in them just as they are. And there may be somebody that was around religion or some type of denomination that told them that as long as they was in their shortfall or their shortcomings, that they could not encounter God, or they have not they are not in a position to receive. But in the name of Jesus, as the power of the Spirit of salvation come forth to take a people to the cross, we come against every one of those lies, and we just release the atmosphere with the power of God, that when I give the microphone over to Minister Smith, that truth will come forth, and that every lie that was told from birth until now will be destroyed, and the heart and the mind will be in position to receive the truth of the Word of God concerning salvation. It's time for me to stop. It's time for me to drop. And it's time for me to begin to pray. As I turn the microphone over to Minister Smith, that she may take us to the cross. Minister Smith?
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Harold. We have come to the point of our broadcast that is serious in heart, intimate, and it is a mindset of change. Intimacy of heart and a mindset of change, meaning you have come with a whole heart and you have a mindset that you want renewed. And Minister Copeland has shared this with us in this lesson, One with Jesus. And we hope that you have been taking some notes and gathering all of this that has been taught to where your mind becomes renewed, changed, and your heart becomes soft and intimate. And this is intimacy, one with Christ, one with Jesus, one with God. This is important, my brother and sister. So we set aside a moment of time in order for us to stop, drop, and pray that you will come to know Jesus Christ with a renewed mind and a humbleness of heart, that we would go to the feet of Jesus in humble prayer to him, wanting to be changed from the inside out. That's that born again nature that Brother Copeland talked to us about, Nicodemus. And we encourage you to read those passages in scripture concerning Nicodemus in the conversation between him and Jesus, and how we must be born again. And this is this stop, drop, and pray moment with Mission from the Heart, as we take this time super serious for those listeners who want to be born again. Now, I say this, we cannot assume that every listener to the broadcast is saved. That would be wrong on us, that every listener to this broadcast is a born-again believer. So Mission from the Heart wants to make sure that we extend Jesus Christ to you in the way that salvation comes in you, that God would come through you and use you in a mighty, mighty way. So if you would pray along with me. Now, again, this is my words, but it's your heart that God sees. And I encourage my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast, as you pray and partner with us in prayer alongside us, that we would undergird them in prayer, touching and agreeing. Now, I always encourage you also to pray for that one that the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart to intercede for them as we pray with those who want to be born again today. Always lift them up in prayer. It's so important for us as children of God. So as we go to our knees in prayer, if you are able to drop down on your knees, or maybe you're able to lay on your stomach and prostrate with the Lord, all you can do today is just bow your head. All of those positions are fine. It's the heart that he sees. It's the heart that God sees. Your heart is not half-hearted, that it is wholehearted, that you're not coming to the feet of Jesus trying to fake it till you make it. That is not the right mindset to have, that you come straddling the fence, if you will. So this is an intimate moment, a very important moment that we all who are born again had to come and face at the feet of Jesus, that our hand went up and said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, meaning you will trust and you will obey. That's what that yes means, my brother, my sister. Yes, I will trust you and obey. So now let's go to the feet of Jesus in prayer. But before I do, I wanted to read this verse in Scripture. And it comes out of 1 John 5. Now, our launch pad Scripture for this series is 1 John 4:17, but this is 1 John 5:12-13. Now, listen to what it says before we go into prayer. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, and we know that to be Jesus, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And we know that to be known as Jesus Christ. He who has the Son has life. And this is what it takes for us to have life, eternal life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you know that you know that you know you have eternal life. Now, I added a few may knows in there, but that you may know that you have eternal life and you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, regardless of what you may come up against, regardless of any sudden attacks that come against you, regardless of anything that tries to hinder you from continuing to believe in the name of the Son of God. This is our faith, my brother, my sister. So let's pray right now. My God, you are my Father. You are my salvation. I believe by faith that Jesus died on the cross for me. I will trust and obey him and him alone. Lord, I trust you to guide me, to take me to lead me, to hold me, to shelter me, to purge me, to renew me, that I anchor my soul in you. I trust you, Lord God, through your word that purifies me, that washes me, that renews me, that shelters me. Because I know, Lord God, your word hides me in the shadow of your wing. My faith is in you and you alone. I know you have forgiven me. I know because I'm at your feet. You have been pulling and nudging me to come to your feet in humbleness, with a whole heart, and intimacy towards you. Lord God, I'm tired of running from you. I have taken a position in my mind, in my thoughts, and in my words to run and sit at your feet. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, trusting and believing in you and on your beautiful word, the Bible. Here I am, Lord, as you guide me and lead me. And I believe by faith that what Jesus done on the cross, he did it for me. He died for me, buried for me, and he resurrected for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you did for me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord on this day, that I encourage you, my brother, my sister, to document this day as a new day, a new birth, born again day, that you have said yes to Jesus Christ, that you have said no to that old man that you chose to put off. And now that you have put on the new man, what a day of rejoicing this is. Hallelujah. We are excited. Both Brother Harold and I are excited, as well as angels in the heaven are excited because of what you did. You did it for yourself, and God is with you forever. He won't leave you. He can't fail you. He'll never lie to you. His word is our anchor. And now we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community that you would be baptized by submersion of water. Hallelujah. When you get up, you are testifying to the world that you are a Christ follower. And we also encourage you to seek out a small group, maybe a Sunday school class or a small group discipleship class, that you could continue to grow and go in grace. This is so important for us as a new believer, that we develop and mature in our spiritual walk, in God's word, that we would become strong enough to help another, walk alongside them. So seeking out and continuing to listen to Mission from the Heart is a wonderful thing for you to continue to do. As we will continue to pray for you and lift you up in prayer, I thank my brothers and sisters in Christ who have partnered with us to continue to pray for you. Hallelujah. So this is a new day. This is a beautiful start for you. Now that you are in the household of faith, I'm going to let Minister Copeland just shout praises unto the Lord for you, as he encourages you to. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Excitement. Amen. I sense a joy in the atmosphere. I sense peace. I sense the love of God. And I rejoice with you. And I just thank God, amen, for this great opportunity, the greatest opportunity of your life, for you to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. In you. And now you can say for yourself, our launch pad scripture. And you can make it personal. As Jesus is, so am I right now in this world. And I am joined to the Lord. You can make it personal. I am joined to the Lord. I am one in spirit with the Lord. Praise God. Your spirit man has arrived. And it's a twinkling of the eye because God did that part. But it's a finished work. The same spirit that you just received right now, it's the same spirit you're going to have when you go to heaven. And when that spirit gets to heaven, it could be 100 years from now for some, 50, 60. But when that spirit gets to heaven, God is not going to have to wash it, cleanse it, purge it, purify it. It's the same spirit you have now. It's the same spirit you're going to have in heaven. Because God did the finished spirit work. And we are a spirit, but we also have two other parts. We have a soul, and we live in a body. The rest of the Christian walk, starting right now, is for you, me, Minister Smith, the rest of us, is to get all that goodness that God placed in the spirit into our minds and our souls and our bodies. That's our job. And just a little nugget, Paul told us how to do it in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Write that down real quick before we close. And Paul said in Romans chapter 12, this is your next move, because God did his part. Your next move, Paul said, I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Next step. Be ye not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In layman's terms, with three part being, God did the spirit work. Now we got to do the body work and the soul work. And the way we do the body work, Paul said, I beseech you by the mercy of God that you present your body. We got to present these bodies to God. Amen. As a living sacrifice. Why? Because our bodies still want to do the old. Amen? And we got to bring that body under subjection by presenting that body to God. Say, body, you're not yourself anymore. Amen? You belong to God. And God, here I come, and I'm presenting my body to you. Now, the other part is the soul, the mind. And Minister Smith said that earlier. We got to renew the mind constantly. We got to renew the mind constantly.
God did the spirit, so we got to present the body, and we got to renew our minds. But guess what? You're not alone. We're with you. The body of Christ is with you. But most importantly, the word of God and the spirit of God and God himself is with you, and we shall make it to the end in victory. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. I release the blessings of God upon you. May the grace of God go before you on this day. May the peace of God rest and abide in your hearts and your minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that someone may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. I love you. I thank God for you. Be blessed. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always know that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, hallelujah, but the word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again, Lord willing, on Mission from the Heart.